Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres.
La bandera mexicana talks to the American flag. I was hearing in el radio, began Canutito one morning as he came down for breakfast, que in the future, la gente of this country will not be allowed to speak anything más que el inglés. Do you think that could actually happen, Grandpa? He asked.
Pues, let me answer your question in the form of a riddle, mijo, retorted Grandpa Caralampio. Here goes. What did the Mexican flag say to the American flag, eh?
Canutito thought for a minute, trying to visualize the Mexican flag with its eagle perched on top of a cactus while eating a snake, talking to the stars and stripes of the American flag. He knew that he had to think culturally instead of logically, but he still couldn't come up with an answer. He racked his brain, but finally he said,
yo no sé, Grandpa. What did the Mexican flag say to the American flag?
Grandpa Caralampio took a long puff from his cigarrito and said,
the Mexican flag said, no dejes que te estrellen. Ponte águila como yo. That's what the flag said.
Grandpa Caralampio slapped his D, pleased with his own answer. Canutito looked at his grandfather blankly.
I don't get it, he said at length.
That is because your Spanish is not developed enough to catch los subtle meanings de las palabras, he said. La expresión no dejes que te estrellen literally means don't let them shatter you. But it also refers to all of the estrellas, the stars, en la bandera americana. The other part that says, ponte águila como yo, means be ever watchful as I am. Pero también it means put an eagle on yourself like me. This cosa refers to the eagle en el medio de la flag mexicana.
I think that I am beginning to understand, said Canutito pensively. It is like that story we read recently in La Escuela, where a Mexican-American author was asked, when did you come to this country? He replied, I didn't come to this country. This country came to me.
Porque he was trying to make el punto que this area era de México antes que los United States took it over in 1846 after the Mexican-American War.
Muy bien, mijo, exclaimed Grandpa Caralampio proudly. You are aprendiendo something muy importante about your own historia. Todo este lugar was 55% de toda la nación mexicana until the United States took it over con el Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo.
Grandpa, began Canutito, musing onto another related topic. Is it true que uno de los presidentes of the United States kind of got bent out of shape porque some Mexicanos were singing el Star-Spangled Banner en español?
Sí, mijo, replied Grandpa. I heard la misma cosa on the news. I thought it was muy funny. I could see el presidente haciendo un barullo if los mexicanos had sung the Mexican national anthem adelante del White House. Pero si cantaron el American national anthem en español, I would have thought that he would be and feel honored. No, mijo. Si los americanos are insultados by someone singing the anthem en español, aguárdense a que se llegue el tiempo when they're going to have to be forced to sing it in Chinese. Those days may come, y entonces a ver cómo les va a gustar eso.
Do you really think a time will come when that might happen, Grandpa? Asked Canutito.
Oh, could be, mijo, could be, answered Grandpa Caralampio. La nación americana changes con cada vuelta. It is like aquel hombre who got into the crowded bus.
¿Cuál hombre are you talking about, Grandpa? Asked Canutito.
Tú sabes, mijo, came the reply.
Once upon a time, un hombre got on the bus on his way from Taos to Albuquerque.
Since había mucha gente on board, he had to sit entre una mujer arrugada y fea y una muchacha joven y bonita. Now, every time that the bus would hit a bump on the road, he would be jostled from one woman to the other. Cada vez que he would be thrown against la fea, he would exclaim, Ave Maria Purísima. But whenever he was thrown against la bonita, he would exclaim,
Oh, God's holy will be done. Así es la nación americana. It tends to shift to whatever it thinks is pretty, without taking into account the idea que da feo can also teach us something también.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.